Hello and welcome back to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha of the Shir, where we talk about the Parsha of the week, or the upcoming holiday, Yom Tov of the week, with some practical lessons to keep. This week, of course, is Nitzavim, leading into the great, grand holiday of Rosh Hashanah, where we coronate God as our King. We recognize and understand through Malchel, Zichronos, and Shofros that Hashem is our King, the only King, the ruler of all rulers, the King of all kings, who decides life and death, the fate of our lives. As we come in a few days, really less than a week, to the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, a very terrifying time of year. I actually was talking to my wife about this the other day. I get very anxious from the Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur time, even through Sukkot. I like for it to all be over. I kind of like routine. I kind of like things to be regular and usual, where everybody's in school and working. So it's a really topsy-turvy time for me. It's also very anxious, obviously, because the life of our future is in Hashem's hands during this period. So we're hoping it'll be a wonderful, great year for all of us. We should all be zocha to be having a good Gemensh year. We should all be zocha to be written, sealed, and inscribed and sealed for the Book of Life now, this year, and for always, on Meva Esrim Shana, for all of us here in this life. Shana Tova Tikatev Tsechasim. You should be written and sealed and inscribed for a wonderful year of perfect, good year, full of peace, happiness, harmony, parnasa, good health for you and everyone you know here in this world on Meva Esrim Shana. So this week we look at the words Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Fascinating how the word Nitzavim is used to stand for the fact that they're literally standing here today. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is talking to the Jewish people. You are all standing here before me. You are all alive before me. Anyone here is going to be going into the land of Israel. You're going to be Zocha Meritorious to go in the land of Israel. Those before you were not able to go in the land of Israel. The whole generation died out except for Kalev ben Yefuna and Yehoshua ben Nun, who is going to lead take over the Jewish people. And Moshe says, you are standing here. If by definition, as the commentators point out, if by definition you're standing here, that means Hashem wants you around, Hashem wants you here, and He wants you to go and to take charge. So too in our lives, if we are standing here, if we are alive, there is so much, and we should be zocheh to be alive for many years on Meva Esrim Shana. There is so much that we have to accomplish. There's so much left for us to do, and there still is a major mission for us to accomplish and for us to do. Those who are not here obviously fulfill their purpose or fulfill their mission, or Hashem decided that they were done doing their contributions to this world, which is a very scary concept, of course, but we should be zocheh to have many more years of lots of times bringing stuff to the world and changing the world, doing what we can to do good stuff for this world. So as we come into Rosh Hashanah, we think about Rosh Hashanah. We think about Nitzavim. We are standing here today. What can we do to use our time wisely? I talk about this often on many of my shiurim, many of the podcast shows, of course, including the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha here. But we're standing here. If we are standing here, if we are here in front of Hashem, we are standing before Hashem, what can we do to make our lives go to be used in the right way? What can we do with our time, with our ability, with our capabilities, and with our years remaining in this world? We want to make sure you stand here all of these days. It says you stand here upright. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, all of you before Hashem, your heads, your tribes, your elders, your officers, all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, your strangers in your camp, from the hewer of your wood to the drawer of your water. Why mention so many different people? And we talk about this concept at length in previous seasons of Tani Talks Parsha, but it's always good to mention. The reason it's mentioned is because every single person has a purpose in this world, from the water carrier to the tanner. In the olden days they had this, to the goldsmith, to the shoemaker, to the greatest president in the world, to the highest president in the world, to the greatest CEO in the world. Every single person has some ability to contribute to the world, has something they could do to the world. Don't say, I'm a lowly OT, I can't do nothing, I can't do anything in this world. No, there's much we can do. Every idea, every concept I try to grasp on and I try to move forward with, from Tani Talks Parsha to Tani Talks Daf to Tani Talks OT to Tani Talks Pirkei Avos to Tani Talks Life, which we morphed this year to live radio, Tani Talks Radio, to the Fine Fivel idea, which was published once in the summer. We're hoping to publish in future in weekly installments. I also have ideas for a craft idea and Whispers idea, some stories about how OT can help people's life and has changed people's lives. And of course, different ideas abound that we're trying to work on, trying to think about, always trying to create music with my guitar and whatnot. We often realize that we all could contribute something, whether it be a song or a podcast or a sheer or a book or articles. My wife wrote 3 articles the past few months for H.com. And is working, God willing, on a book, a Jewish book and a non-Jewish book. Of course, working on grad school. She started recently, as well as working as a middle school teacher for a Hebrew school, a Jewish school. We can all contribute what you can. A teacher morphs and molds so many minds. As an OT, every student I'm able to interact with, I'm able to hopefully help. And every person that listens to a shiur, to a podcast, to an episode, hopefully I can help. Everyone who's standing here, atem nitzavim, those who are standing here today, all of us have what we can contribute. And Chabad .org talks about a story from the Alshech that the Talmud talks about in Pesachim 58, where Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, fell ill, was at the brink of death when his father's prayers brought him back to life. When he came to, his father asked him, "My son, what did you see in heaven?" Rav Yosef replied, "I saw an upside down world. Those who are on top here are on the bottom there. Those who are over here, regarded as lowly, are exalted in heaven." That the leader or the sage, and he answers, I believe, in the Gemara, "You did not see an upside-down world, you saw the truth." Even though here, the greatest sage is very, very humble and modest, the world doesn't even know about him, he's actually one of the greatest people in the world, and in the next world that will be true. That the leader or the sage is superior to the wood hewer or the water carrier is only from our earthbound perspective, which sees a hierarchy of roles. But when you all stand before God, atem nitzavim hayom kol chem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, there is no higher and no lower. What seems low here is no less low. Lofty and significant in God's eyes, as the Alshech points out from the Talmud. Everyone has what they could contribute. If you are here, if you are alive in this world, if you are breathing, living and breathing, there is stuff that you could do. There is what you can contribute. There is what you could bring to this world. Like the various organs and limbs of a body, each of which complements, serves, and fulfills all the others, so too the Jewish people. The simple wood hewer or water carrier contributes something to each and every one of his fellow Jews, including the most exalted head, as Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi points out from Chabad.org. Every single one of us can contribute. We're all spokes of the same wheel. We're all people in the same boat, different limbs of the same body. If someone, we talk about this often, if someone would poke out one spoke from the bike, chances are the whole wheel would go askew and the whole bike could topple over. Someone punctures one hole in one aspect of one tire of the bike, the whole bike could topple over. If one person puts one hole in one area under the ship, the whole ship could sink. Don't say I'm only affecting my spot. Fool! Simpleton, you're ruining the whole ship. You're ruining the whole bike. You're ruining the whole people. If you neglect to do what you can to help the Jewish world, to help the Jewish people at large, you're missing the boat. You're not standing here today together with all of us to do what you can to be involved in this world. We are all able to contribute something, and we all should contribute something. Everything we do, whether you're a baker or a banker, whether you are a therapist or a teacher, whether you are an accountant or a lawyer, a doctor or whatever you do, everything can be contributing. If you're standing here today, there's still what to contribute, there's still what to do, and there's still what to give to the world. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said, our sages have said, all Israel are guarantors for each other. As the Talmud points out, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. All of Israel, all the Jewish people are liable and culpable and responsible for one another. We are responsible for one another's. We are actually equal to one another's. It's not as if one person has more to accomplish than the other person. Obviously, there are mitzvahs that are tloi ba'aretz that we can't do right now. Unless you live in Israel, they have the Shemitah here, which is beautiful and wonderful. There are the mitzvahs that the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol does in the temple and the Beis Hamikdash with Karbonos and the like, and the Levim, of course, have their stuff. But by and large, the Torah is incumbent on every person. We can't say that some laws apply to some people and some laws don't apply to some people. Just as the Kohen can't steal, so too the Yisrael, the water carrier, can't steal. Just as the Kohen is given the same Torah, so too the water carrier has the same Torah. We're all given the same Torah. We're all given the same amount of years. Hopefully, whatever span of years, we should be zochah to 120 years as Rosh Hashanah comes upon us. We should come and daven and pray to Hashem with simcha, even though we're trepidatious, we're full of trepidation, full of fear that Hashem should be zochah to put us in the book of life. Remember, we all have that Torah that we can grasp. We all have those abilities to do what we can to contribute, whatever our job, whatever our role is in this world. If you're a parent of children, you can contribute as a parent. If you're married to a spouse, you can contribute as a spouse. If you're a friend with many friends, you could contribute as a friend. If you have different people that you could contribute to, whether you're a worker or whether you're a teacher, you could contribute and you could influence those people around you. Whatever involvement you are with the world, you can contribute. As we come to Rosh Hashanah, we stand before Hashem. Yes, we might have sinned. sinned oftentimes, the same sin time and time again, even every day, even every week, whatever, but did we get up and start again? Did we have that pasuk appeal to us that Shlomo HaMelech teaches us, Sheva yipol tzadik vekam, seven times, many, many times you fall and do the same thing again and again, but by and large, were there a lot more positives in your life in the year? Were there a lot more good things you did in the year to contribute to the world, to contribute to society around us? Even if you fell one day, was the rest of your week excellent? Was the rest of that day at least excellent? Yes, so you spoke a ton of Lashon Hara. Yes, so you couldn't stand strong against whatever your battle is in life. But what about the rest of that day after that battle was lost? What about the rest of that week? Were you able to stand up? You could come to Hashem on Rosh Hashanah and say, yes, Hashem, I'm very flawed. I have many problems. I have many things I have to fight, especially those people dealing with addictions and afflictions and terrible midos. Yes, I might have all of these problems, but look what I try to accomplish every day. Look what I try to do every day. Look what I try to do for my wife, for my kids, for my husband, for my spouse, for my children, for the world at large. I try to be involved in chesed initiatives. I try to be involved in cooking for many people. I try to donate whatever I can, my time, my books, my clothing, my utensils, my ability to cook for others, my ability to try to do podcasts for others, shiurim for others, writing for others, whatever you could do, whatever you can give, we are able to give it to this world. All of the Jewish people are responsible for one another. We have to do what we can to make the world a better place. All of Israel are guarantors for each other. We're all equal, also, on the same footing. Even if a person is a king, he still has to adhere to the Torah, just like the common man. But a person cannot serve as a guarantor unless he is more resourceful in some way than the one he is guaranteeing. For example, a poor man obviously would not be accepted as a guarantor for a rich man's loan. So if the Talmud says that all Jews serve as guarantors to each other, that means that in every Jew, there is a quality in which he or she is superior to all others. He or she is superior to all others, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe points out. So some people might not be able to do podcasts. I love to do podcasts. I do podcasts in the radio, and I could do it for others to listen. Some people might be excellent writers. I am not an excellent writer. Like my wife is an excellent writer. They can contribute that to others. I could read those writings on Aish, on Chabad.org, and other places. There are excellent, excellent writers. I myself can't write a book. My wife is working on a Jewish book and a non-Jewish book. It should all go well. Every week we try to read Bli Neder, Mitzvah Shem Bli'en Hara on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Try to read. These are excellent, excellent books. These Jewish books from Feldheim and Shar Press, Menucha and Sufta, Israel Bookshop, all these places have amazing books. I can't write these books, but I could read these books. I could have major hana'ah from all the people, the benefit of all the people who write these books. And as we come to Rosh Hashanah, how fascinating that Chabad.org points out from Rabbi Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Israel Baal Shem Tov, when it says, Atem nitzavim hayem kulchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, this day is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, the day on which we all stand in judgment. In judgment before God, the Torah reading of Nitzavim is always read on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. How fascinating, how hashgacha is it that we think about the day we are standing this day before Hashem in judgment? We have to understand, if we are here, we are being judged, God willing, in just a couple of days, in less than a week, when, as the time of this recording, when we come before Hashem, Hashem is going to stand with us in judgment. Hashem is going to have each of us come before him like a sheep, one at a time, like people count sheep when they need to fall asleep, unless that's a myth. I never did that. Each of us come before Hashem this day, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, standing this day, contributing this day. What can you do if you are here and around? Understand that, yes, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, for me especially, is a trepidatious time, very anxiety-provoking, very scary time of year. I really like when it's through and over. It's like you feel a breath of a sigh of relief. One of the commentators say, actually, by the way, in the Machzor of Yom Kippur, at the end of Yom Kippur, if you feel as if a load has been lightened off your shoulders, if a load has been taken off your shoulders, you can know that Hashem accepted your prayers, and that hopefully it'll be a good year, a wonderful year inscribed for life, inscribed for good things. So hopefully we all feel that feeling of relief, a good relief. Not that we're happy that this time is done, but we're happy that hopefully Hashem hears our prayers and hears how we go. In general, when we're davening, and I like to daven for Yom Kippur Shacharis, I've done it for many years, especially in my own town, God willing, when it comes to being able to stand before Hashem, do we stand with singing, with songs, and simcha in our hearts, and simcha in our minds? Yes, Hashem, you gave me these years so far, and you should be zocha, hopefully, to give me many more years in the future. Atem nitzavim hayom. We are standing today, we're standing, God willing, in front of Hashem, God willing, just in a little bit, on Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Hadin, the day of judgment for Hashem. Hashem looks at all of us and says, okay, You still have what to contribute, still have what to do. There is no other person exactly like you in the world right now. There will be no person in the future like you. There's no person in the past like you. Make sure to do what you can to contribute from your abilities, your talents, your qualities, whatever idea, whatever capability you have in your life. Make sure to bring it to life. Make sure to bring it to the fore, to bring it to the ones around you, to contribute. As we stand before Hashem, we come to the parsha of Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom. All of you can contribute something. Everyone from the water hewer to the water carrier, to the horse carrier, to the exalted person of the king. Every person can do what they can to contribute to the world, to society, to make a Kiddush Hashem in their own way, to do chesed and mitzvahs and Torah learning every day in a subtle way, in some supreme way that might be in a modest way. We could do what we can to contribute to this world, to the world around us. We have to make sure as we stand before Hashem now and on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem, I know I might have had a lot of problems this year, a lot of falls this year, but I could try better. Hopefully I will try better to have more good days than bad, more good contributions than bad contributions, God forbid, to do what I can for my wife, for my kids, for my husband, for my kids, for the society at large, for the Jewish people and the world at large. What can I do to contribute? Remember, you are standing here today. Atem Nitzavim Hayom. And as we come to Rosh Hashanah, God willing, we will stand and pass before Hashem for good judgment, for written for the book of life, to be remembered for the book of life, inscribed and sealed for the book of life this year and many years, until 120 years for all of us, b'mhira v'imenu, with the coming of Mashiach and the building of the third Beis Hamikdash speedily in our days. And may we be zocha that in fact that does happen speedily in our days, and may that day in fact be today. This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha and the Yom Tov coming up for the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.